Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. I am so excited for this week's episode. Since this is the final week to get into the TikTok Profit Funnel program, of course, we needed to come to you with one more episode revolving around TikTok. So the last episode that went live for the If She Did It podcast was around TikTok and how to make sales on TikTok without going viral. And today is going to be a more well-rounded episode about TikTok because as I've been promoting this program, I've had a lot of questions come up, a lot of interesting conversations come up, and I'm excited to share all of this fun information with you all. Before we dive into this week's episode, as a reminder, if you are interested in learning the ins and outs of TikTok, how to build profit on TikTok, how to create a video marketing and sales strategy that is really impactful for you and will help you convert audience members, followers into paying clients or customers, then you are going to want to head over to the show notes and grab a spot in the TikTok Profit Funnel program. But without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. Okay, I am so excited for this week's episode. So we're gonna start with some basic things you should know about TikTok for those of you that are newer to the platform and are listening to this with the want to really get started on it. So if you've never been on TikTok before, go make an account right now as you're listening to this episode. Something to keep in mind is that even though there is an option to create a business account, you do not want to create a business account because then you're limited to the types of audios you can use. And that just defeats part of the purpose of TikTok and ruins some of the fun. So that is important to take note of. What you want to do when it comes to getting on TikTok for those that are just getting started, you want to get on as an entrepreneur. This is specifically an episode for entrepreneurs. You want to get on, you want to start your account, and you want to start following other accounts that are similar to what you do. This is going to help form the TikTok algorithm around what you do, what your niche is, which is going to be really beneficial for getting your videos out to the right people. So that is really important. Now, in terms of all forms of the concept of setting up your TikTok account for success as an entrepreneur, that is the first week of the TikTok Profit Funnel, is we go in depth on everything that you want to do to successfully set up your TikTok account, to see growth, to see interest. Now, of course, I talk about this a lot, but I am not in the business of let's go viral as fast as possible. Virality can be great with the right strategy, but that's not the focus here. The focus here is no matter your audience size, you should be able to make sales. So that is really important to keep in mind. So you want to start that account, get yourself up and running, spend a couple of days, honestly, engaging with people that are in the similar niche as you, maybe engaging with ideal clients, things like that. But realistically on TikTok, the magic of TikTok and part of why I love it so much is that it really encourages you, for my entrepreneurs out there, to lean into your feminine energy and simply put out video content and, you know, let it live. Right? Let it live on the platform and trust that the right people are going to see the content. You don't have to go crazy like you do on Instagram, commenting on people's videos, sending DMs, following a bunch of people, like doing all this crazy stuff. Your videos can gain traction and build an audience for you and get you clients without you doing much other than providing value through your video content with the right marketing strategy. So that being said, I wouldn't spend too much time doing the things that you normally do on Instagram. It's not the same kind of platform, but the first couple of days, usually I like to say the first week of your account, spend some time engaging with accounts that are similar to yours or have a similar ideal client as you. Spend some time, having conversations on videos, following people, that kind of stuff. That's a really, really great way to get started on the platform. So from there, what's next? Here's the funny thing to everybody listening to this podcast episode. I decided to go live on TikTok as I recorded this, and I thought it would be super fun. And somebody just commented that my hair is looking kind of messy. The things that people say on TikTok are unbelievable sometimes, and it's just kind of hysterical. But anyway, let's continue talking about what you want to do on TikTok to build success and to be able to convert followers into clients. So something that is really important to know, and I see people talking all of the time on, you know, I had an account, but then I stopped because I wasn't getting the traction, or I just posted two videos and it only got a couple of views, so I'm not going to do anything now, or, you know, I give up on the platform, it didn't gain traction right away. And I see this stuff happen all of the time. But here's what's so funny is Instagram takes 1,000 times longer to gain traction, to gain followers, all of the things, but it's expected on Instagram, where everybody talks on TikTok about you go viral and everything changes for you. So everybody expects really quick success on TikTok. However, that isn't necessarily the case. There are always the people that post one video and go viral and everything changes for them, but that isn't the norm, right? There are millions upon millions of people on TikTok, and there are not millions upon millions and millions of people with the people on, there are not millions and millions of people on TikTok that are necessarily going viral. So that's important to note. As I was saying, it's just really interesting how people expect immediate results on TikTok, whereas other people are willing to take their time on other platforms. So what you want to keep in mind with TikTok is consistency is really important. Now, I'm not the kind of coach or entrepreneur that's going to say to you, you need to post on TikTok as many times as possible, every single day, nonstop for at least 30 days, and that's the only thing that's going to get you the results you're looking for. I will say that the more you post on TikTok and the more consistently you post on TikTok, the faster you will gain traction, the faster things will start working for you. But that is not the only way. You need to identify what consistency looks like for you, because if you decide that consistency is, you know, one post every single day, that's an amazing thing to show up for. However, if you decide that consistency is 3 times a day every single day, and then you don't post for 2 days, you know, you're going to get frustrated with yourself. It's also going to impact the algorithm. Like, there is that expectation element of algorithms, right? So if you're being consistent, they catch on to the consistency. But if you disappear, they catch on to the disappearance. So pick whatever level of consistency is for you. For some, it's one post every single day. For some, it's 3 posts every single day. For some, it's more. For some, it's one every other day. Whatever consistency looks like for you is really what you want to focus on. And trusting that when you're consistent over time, the traction will build. That's the thing that I see happen so much, is that people, like I said before, just give up. Don't give up. You have to be consistent. You have to be willing to put in the effort, to put in the work, to see the traction that you're looking for. And on this concept of the TikTok strategy, TikTok algorithm, Nat, who's with me live on TikTok, asked me, would I say that marketing on TikTok is completely different than Instagram? And to that, I would say not completely different. The concept of marketing as a whole can transfer. And a lot of people that have backgrounds in marketing can get onto a new social platform like TikTok and figure it out very quickly. But if marketing and sales, but especially marketing, is not something that is like natural to you or simple to you, because it kind of goes over your head, or you're just like not trained in it, or whatever it is, then it's going to be really hard to transfer an Instagram strategy over to TikTok, because there are massive differences as much as there are similarities. So when it comes to similarities, there's the same concept of you can implement a launch strategy on TikTok just like you can implement a launch strategy on Instagram. On Instagram, you want to think about warming up your audience, building up the know, like, trust factor, and all that kind of stuff. And you want to do that on TikTok as well. So those kinds of things do transfer. But that's kind of where it ends, because the TikTok algorithm is different. So first things first, you need to think about TikTok in the sense of, you know, original content is really powerful on TikTok right now. You can go viral with original content just as much as you can go viral with a trending audio on TikTok. TikTok actually pushes your content out to the right audience, whereas Instagram, I don't know about you, but when I create a reel on Instagram, it goes out to the most random people that are not valuable for to be seeing my content at all. So it looks very different. But then when it comes to marketing on TikTok, and this is this, I'm glad you asked this question because this is a really great place, a really great direction to take this episode in. When it comes to marketing on TikTok, it kind of has a life of its own in some ways. And this is something that we're going to dive really deep into in the profit, in the TikTok profit funnel program. But the thing with TikTok marketing is a couple things. First of all, unlike Instagram, it's really easy on TikTok to actually market multiple things at once. So for example, I right now I'm creating a lot of content around my program that I'm launching right now, right? I'm making a lot of content around building success as an entrepreneur on TikTok. And at the same time, I'm creating other content as well. I'm creating other videos that have nothing to do with the program. I'm creating videos that really lean into like feminine energy, and feminine energy within marketing and strategy is something that we're talking about in the program. And it also has to do with another program I'm launching this summer. And with that in mind, you know, I'm able to talk about all those different things. Whereas on Instagram, it's not as simple to do that, but I don't really have to worry about confusing my audience because every video on TikTok has a life of its own. So you are able to do a lot more with one TikTok video in terms of conversion than you are able to do with one post on Instagram. That is where the power really lies. So it's understanding marketing from a concept of video marketing and how one video can be so powerful and so impactful for your business. That being said, what I find happen a lot is that people then process, okay, I recognize that one video can be so powerful, can be so transformational. And then when that video doesn't do anything, people give up. And that's where the problem lies. A lot of entrepreneurs say, oh, I tried that, it didn't work. I tried that, it didn't work. But the thing is, growth, conversion, sales, all of it takes time. So you have to be willing to put in the work and take the time. And putting in the work doesn't have to mean hours upon hours upon hours every day. I sit down and I record 3 TikTok videos a day within 10 minutes. And yes, some people take longer. I will say every once in a while, I like to record an aesthetic video of my morning fuel, which is normally like matcha or a caffeine filled like tea or something like that. And that takes me like 30 minutes. But when you are, you know, just sitting there creating original content or doing like a really simple trend, you know, it doesn't have to take a long time to create your content every single day. Or you can sit down and batch. I like to personally create content every single day. And if you're willing to put in those, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes every day, recording a couple of videos and putting it out there, which you should be willing to do because if you really want to see your business succeed, won't you do anything to make that happen, then you can really see growth. Now, if you want to see more growth and easier conversion, that's where hiring a coach or, you know, example, joining my TikTok profit funnel program is really valuable because we're going to dig into how do you actually implement that strategy? How do you create the strategy? How do you do the things to actually see the conversions happen on TikTok? But it's really important to understand that the strategy between the platforms is definitely different, and it's difficult at first glance to transfer if you don't understand the basic concepts of strategy. And what's unfortunate is that a lot of entrepreneurs I know do hire coaches in the beginning to learn the marketing, the sales, but a lot of coaches don't actually teach marketing and sales. They teach their specific tactic that they utilize in their business or their specific strategy, and they don't explain the how and the why behind the things that they're doing. They're just like, this is what you do. And so it makes it harder to transfer. So it's important to understand the basic elements of it. So another question I see, which is a great transition about who is TikTok good for? And I've been seeing this question a lot. So I'm starting a small business making jewelry and keychains. Should I use TikTok? Absolutely. TikTok is a phenomenal platform for business, all kinds of businesses, but especially product-based businesses. It's amazing. It's just like, it's a phenomenal platform for anyone, whether you're a product-based business or a service-based business. Because if you're a service-based business, you are able to record this video content, which is going to give you an opportunity to share your knowledge in quick bite-sized pieces and share stories and share inspiration, and it's going to really touch people and it's going to make them feel connected. Same with product-based businesses. And something that I see a lot is people that have product-based businesses, they're like, what? I can highlight my products on a, you know, Instagram post. I can post photos of my products, but what the hell do I write in the caption? Like, what am I even trying to say? What do I have to say? And what ends up happening with a lot of product-based businesses on Instagram is that the captions are kind of tacky, right? It's kind of tacky. It's kind of like, what the fuck am I saying? What's here? Or it takes a whole life of its own and it becomes essays. And Instagram marketing for product-based businesses can feel really difficult sometimes. On TikTok, I keep flipping them. On TikTok, it is such a fabulous platform for, again, both service and product-based businesses, but for product-based businesses, because you have the opportunity to share videos of you creating your products, you have the opportunity to share your story of why you started your business, you can share your story while talking to the camera. Now people see the face behind the brand, behind the business, but you can also record, you know, videos where you're, you know, creating a keychain, creating some of the jewelry, and then having a voiceover of you sharing your story, different things like that, and you can really tug on heartstrings and it can be really powerful. And that's another thing I try to do in videos that I record on TikTok, but also that I'm going to be teaching in the TikTok Profit Funnel program, is how do you actually create and share your story in an impactful way that helps people feel connected to you and therefore wanting to buy your product or hire you for your service, right? There's a lot of ways to better understand marketing in an empowering way, right? Like, we are not doing like guilt trip marketing over here. We are not doing pressure marketing over here. We are in the business of creating powerful storylines and expansive storylines that empower people to want to hire you or buy your product or whatever it is. But that's, you know, really important to understand. Now, another thing that I've been getting a lot, and people have been commenting a lot on posts I've been making around TikTok, especially on Facebook, people have a lot of strong opinions on Facebook, but somebody was saying, well, you know, TikTok is only good if your audience is on TikTok. My audience is older people. They're not on TikTok. And quite frankly, that's an assumption. So if you're listening to this episode, you know, saying I'm interested to learn about TikTok, I'm interested in the potential, but I don't really think my audience is there, I am quite confident that your audience is there. If you are on Instagram and your audience is on Instagram, I'm pretty confident your audience is also on TikTok, and you also have the opportunity to tap into a totally different side of your audience on TikTok, which is so transformational. So there are people in all age ranges on TikTok. I see young people on TikTok. I see older people on TikTok. The idea that, oh, my audience is 50 and older, so they're not on TikTok, is absolutely incorrect. And to believe that is holding yourself back. So the chances that your audience is on TikTok is very likely, very, very likely. And the only way you're gonna find out is if you try. The only way you're gonna find out is if you try and if you go explore and you go look for them to kind of confirm for yourself that they're there. Maybe you find out by going on TikTok and searching to see if there are other people that do what you do on the platform, right? But there are definitely people on TikTok in all elements. So another question that just came through is, do you teach the customer journey in the TikTok profit funnel? And I love this question because this gives me the opportunity to speak on something really important. So I do teach the customer journey in the TikTok profit funnel program. I also teach it in basically every program that I teach. However, here's where things are different. I teach the customer journey, but I also teach how to feel empowered within the customer journey to, instead of trying to create content that convinces somebody that they want to work with you. And a lot of the time, the beginning of a customer journey is things like somebody follows you, but they don't actually know that they need what you have, or then they become problem aware, then they have to become solution aware. And the beginning half of the customer journey looks like a lot of objection handling content, a lot of content trying to prove to somebody why they need your support or why they need your help, trying to prove to somebody why they need to buy your product and why your product is going to be the thing that changes things for them. What if instead we shifted from that idea of like, kind of we have to force and convince and prove before we can empower and inspire and encourage? What if instead we choose from the beginning of the customer journey that the customer is their own hero, the customer can save themselves, and we're just here to further support them, further like make their life better, whatever it is, depending upon what product we sell or service we sell. And what if instead of creating that level of content, we shift directly into empowering content from day one, storytelling, empowering content, inspirational content, helping them see, you know, the power of your product, your service, whatever it is, so that you don't have to ever deal with the objection handling energy, the convincing energy. And whenever people see your videos and are inspired by your videos, they are immediately wanting to buy versus having to be convinced to buy. So example, well, not really an example, but like an explanation. I have been creating content around this angle for about 2 months now. And in the past 2 months, every client that I have signed, I have not had to convince anyone. I have not had to objection handle. I have not had to do anything. It's simply they see a video that I create or they see a post that I create on Instagram. They feel inspired, empowered, excited about what I say. And they simply either go buy the thing or send me a message to confirm something like, before I buy, I want to make sure that I can make the calls, or before I buy, I just want to confirm, do you cover this one thing in, you know, do you cover this one thing in the program or whatever it is? But there's no convincing element. It's simply just asking a couple questions to check off boxes for themselves before they hit buy. So that is why I shift the way that I teach the client journey or the customer journey, is because the way that it's created right now within the marketing world is very, like, for lack of a better term, like masculine heavy and very like bro marketing and very like disempowering. But we want to empower our ideal clients, so we take it from a very, very different angle. So basically what you should be hearing is that the TikTok Profit Funnel program is like next level, totally like different concepts than probably anything you've seen before, and you should totally be in it. But anyway, other things that I do just want to quickly touch on pertaining to TikTok before we end this episode, but I feel like this has been like a really dope episode and we've touched on some really cool, important things. If you have tried it before and you're like, I just don't understand the platform, and you're not willing to invest right now, because a really easy way to understand the platform and see success right out the gate is to invest, whether in me or somebody else, but ideally in the TikTok Profit Funnel program. But if you're like, I don't want to invest, something that I encourage you to do is to be willing to explore. You don't understand the platform because you're new to the platform, and there's a learning curve on every single social platform that you get onto. So if you're newer to the platform or you're wanting to get on, but you're scared you're going to be confused by it or whatever it is, just be willing to give it a try. Be willing to give it a try, be willing to explore, be willing to just post a bunch of videos and not give up. And with that, you know, myself and a lot of other creators on the platform are always providing like tips, tricks, feedback on what to do to build profitable, you know, TikTok profiles and content and all the things. So be willing to, if you're not willing to invest to learn and have the information directly given to you in a program over a couple of hours, then be willing to spend quite a few hours, probably more than a couple, consuming the content that's going to teach you how to understand the platform. And then the last thing that I really think is important to touch on, unless other questions come through on my TikTok live, is I see a lot of people complain about, you know, like I was saying before, I started posting, but nothing's working. I'm not getting traction, so I'm just giving up. And the thing is, the algorithm on TikTok is changing. It's not as easy to go viral as it once was. But on top of that, the level of content creation on TikTok has increased massively since TikTok first came out. So people do want to see good content. That doesn't necessarily have to mean that you are creating this crazy, like, beautiful clipping content kind of thing. Although I will say that I will be having a guest, awesome expert, coming to talk to you guys in the TikTok Profit Funnel that will be teaching you how to make those cool videos. That being said, that's not what I mean. What I simply mean is, if nothing else, if you are recording talking content, which is what I do a lot, you need to make sure that you are centered in your video and the camera, that you have good lighting, that you clean off your camera lens before you start recording. I can't tell you how many times I see this like weird blur from like oil that's on the camera lens on your phone, and that in and of itself just destroys the video. And when I see that, I'm like, and if I'm thinking this, I'm confident that many other people are thinking this, but when I see videos like that, I'm like, this person doesn't even care. And I just quite frankly scroll by. Like, it drives me crazy to look at video content that is like blurry like that, when it's just like as simple as taking your t-shirt and wiping off the camera. You also want to do something, you also want to make sure that when you record a video and it's just a talking video, that you have a really good, you hear this all the time, you have a good hook in the beginning. You want something that pulls somebody in, but it can be as simple as, I can't believe the thing that just happened to me today. And then someone's like, what just happened to you? Tell me what just happened to you. But when you just start talking and it's just like a conscious, like a stream of consciousness, and there's nothing pulling them in the beginning, there's a chance somebody's gonna swipe away. So you gotta say something in the beginning that's really gonna pique their interest. And then think about when you were in like middle school, high school, and you had to write an essay, and you had like your thesis sentence, and then you had your hook or however it was. You have to have the thing that hooks them, and you have to have the thing that keeps them there. So a really good thing to do is you have the thing that hooks them, and then you say, these are the three things I'm gonna teach you or talk to you about in this video, or something like that. If you're doing a training type video on TikTok, if you're sharing a story, you wanna start the story with like, can you believe that this thing happened to me, or something like that, something to pull them in and show and build interest. So those are my three little tips that I wanted to give for you to, you know, get you started on TikTok and to start seeing maybe some traction and some interest in your videos versus people just swiping away. And the last thing to increase engagement is to have a call to action. Encourage people to comment on your videos. So I actually, if you're listening to this podcast, you might want to go over to my TikTok, because there's an opportunity to get feedback. I recorded a video that is talking about, you know, these three tips that I just gave you, and I have a couple of additional little pointers in the video, and my call to action at the end of the video is to comment on the video, and I will go to your profile and I'll look at one of your most recent videos and come back and give you feedback, personalized feedback on what maybe you could shift to change your video to be more impactful, more converting, et cetera, et cetera. So that's an opportunity for you. So head over to my TikTok for that. But that is, I would say, the end of the podcast episode. So wait, before I go, just to give you guys a little funny, some guy is watching my video right now, my TikTok live, and he said, glad you got a mic, you have the face for radio, which like I totally agree on. I'm like a great face for video. What he probably doesn't know is that I'm recording this podcast episode right now. But then he said, I like how she invested in a mic, but then only has 4 viewers. Why are there so many trolls on profiles? Like, what's the point of that? It's hysterical. What he doesn't know is that I'm a multiple six-figure entrepreneur, and I thought it would be fun to go live on TikTok while I recorded a podcast episode, and I actually am going to put this episode out, and hundreds of, if not thousands of people might listen to it. So I love the sass though, and I love that you really committed to being like rude on my podcast, on my recording. I'm not sensitive, I just think it's hysterical. He said that I shouldn't be so sensitive. So anyway, to those of you that listened through my entire podcast episode, I hope you enjoyed that last little bit. It just cracks me up, the things that people say on TikTok. They really have nothing better to do sometimes, and it's just very funny. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found value in it. Remember that if you leave a review for the podcast and send a screenshot of the review to the If She Did It podcast Instagram account, you'll be entered to win a coffee on me this week. And if you are ready to dig into TikTok and learn more. Oh, now this guy says he's famous. The funny thing is, I didn't give out his username because that would just, you know, really boost his ego too much. Anyway, so if you're ready to lean into the TikTok world and really build success there and not, you know, and jump the line, if you will, and not have to try and figure it out for yourself, head to the show notes and come join me in the TikTok Profit Funnel program. Our kickoff call is a bonus call, actually. So instead of it being a 4-week program, it is now a 5-week program. And the kickoff call is going to be essentially TikTok 101 to get you started successfully. And we start this Wednesday, June 8th. So I'm so excited, and I hope to see you inside, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I will catch you next week on the If She Did It podcast.